hello, hello. Welcome to the Relationships Really Do Matter podcast. And this is your host, Albany Riggins. Today, I want to jump right in and talk about the topic of dating. Because I think that in today's society, there is a lot of dating going on. And people have different ideal and thoughts about true dating and what a date looks like and how they date. And there's different ideologies about dating, purpose, reasonings, all things. And my motto is relationships really do matter. So the kind of relationships that you create is very, very important to the lifestyle that you want to live. And the people that you make connections with determines the lifestyle that you will live. And the people that you choose to date determines the outcome of the relationship, because there has to be some type of vision, purpose, intention to what you're doing. So if you're dating, what is your intention? What is your purpose of dating? And if you don't have a purpose and you're not intentional, then why are you dating? That's a question that I'm asking people. That's the question I'm asking you, because I want you to understand that as I talk and have discussions about dating, I'm not talking about casual dating. Although I know that some listeners in the audience, they are just seeking to casually date. But in my own integrity, I believe that women should seek to be dating only through intention and purpose. Because you are a gift to a man. So if you decide to give yourself to a man, and that when I say give yourself, I'm not talking about in a sexual intimacy way. I'm talking about if you give yourself up to a man, your time, your energy, your efforts, then you should be purposeful, intentional about that, because you are worthy and you're deserving of someone that is sincere and knows exactly what they want, and they have a purpose and good intention towards you that leads to something bigger than just a date, okay? And I want to get outside of all the worldly views about dating and relationships, marriage, all of those things, because it can become blurry. There's a lot of blurred lines. There's a lot of conversations. There's a lot of thoughts and beliefs about dating and all this thing. But I'm only speaking from a place of intent, good intent, because there's such thing as intentions. But there are some things that people do that are not always good. But ladies, if you're on this journey with relationships really do matter, you're not just looking for a typical date. I would think that you listeners are dating with purpose and good intention, and that you have a vision for your life, and it goes much further than just dating casually or just being in a relationship with someone, but you seek to have a marriage, a commitment, a loyal bond. And you do that through sincerity, authenticity, love, truthfulness, understanding, patience, respect, and honor and a lot more other things for yourself and the person that you're building this connection with. That's why I say that connecting with the right people is so sincere, but it's also serious, and it's also important for you to know that you are making the right connections, because you can be building a relationship with someone. And remember, relationships doesn't always mean that you're in a romantic relationship, but you build a friendship first. You're connecting with people on a friend level because you don't know them, and you grow to learn who they are and to understand their values and their standards and their beliefs and their intentions and the vision that they have for their own life, and see if you can partner with them and become in alignment with each other. Therefore, building a stronger bond, a stronger connection, a relationship that involves romance, and then you lead into marriage, a covenant together. So I truly just don't believe in dating casually. I believe that you should be dating with intention and purpose, and also you already have a vision for yourself of what your life should be headed, the direction of your life. But I think in this time, you know, we do have to be open to meeting people. And that's what I call a date. If I don't know you and I allow myself to meet you at a coffee, cafe, a restaurant, I just call it a date, right? Because I'm just trying to get to know who you are and to see if there's any alignment in the connection that we're trying to create, which will lead to the next step of courting. Because when you're dating with intention and purpose, and you're not just casually dating, then you are seeking something intentional. Hopefully your outcome that you're seeking is marriage. So this is the reason why dating has become a conversation. Dating is a topic that needs to be discussed, because you must understand the rules and the confines of being honorable in your dating, in that meeting of one another, getting to know a person. Because if you have not grown up with that person, if you hadn't sat in the church with that person, if you haven't worked side by side on a job with that person, if you haven't grew up in the neighborhood with that person or have children that go to school together, and you've done things together in groups or whatever, and you have seen this person and grown to want to become that person's friends, there's got to be some kind of mutual way that you can connect with another person that's outside of your normal activity that you can meet to soon create this connection. And that's the reason why we talk about dating. So I want you to be clear about my message. If you that person and you don't have those connections with people in your circle, and you don't know them, you don't, you know, and there's someone that you come across at the grocery store, I'm just using this as an example because I want you to understand that there's a meeting place that you're going to eventually meet someone that's interested in you, or you may find them interesting, and there's some type of connection that needs to happen to show that you're interested in one another. So you may be in the grocery store, the local grocery store, and you come across a man that finds you interesting. He finds you attractive, that is something about you. He wants to get to know more about you because he is looking for a wife. But he hasn't told you that. You have no idea that this is his intention. But the only way you'll be able to determine that is that you have to make some type of connection, right? And I'm not talking about intimacy at all. I'm not talking about none of this, because your expectations should be zero right now, because you haven't even made the connection, right? So your expectations should be zero because you don't know this person and you don't know what their intentions are. You don't know anything about this person. So when this person approaches you, he might approach you in a way that says, "Hi, how are you doing today? Are you having a great day today? I'm looking at this meat over here and I'm trying to see, you know, what's a good, you know, dinner piece for tonight. I'm trying to, my mother's birthday's coming up and we're trying to cook dinner for her. So just trying to see what dishes I want to fix." And he might just approach you in a general way like that, which he's being intentional and he's being purposeful about this interaction that he's trying to create with you. But he's in hopes that it leads to a moment where he gets a time to spend with you to get to know who you are. Now, that's what I call a date. I mean, a date can be just coffee. A date doesn't have to be dinner. It doesn't have to be anything. It can be just a meeting. Like, you plan a date to meet each other. A date is just a date. It can be a time, a place, a calendar time, hour time. I'm just talking about a date. We use these terms so unthinking about what it really means. I mean, it's just a date. It's just a time, a place that you decide that you want to have a conversation with someone that you're trying to get to know. It's nothing deeper than that. It's just a date. But this is the first interaction. And the first interaction determines a lot of things. And sometimes you don't get to get everything you need in the first interaction. It's just a pleasant meet, which we call a date. And sometimes you need to go through several dates to really get to the meat and bones. You know, you want to get to the good stuff. You want to, and I'm not talking about sex. I'm just talking about the good stuff is finding out this person. Is this person authentic? Is he integral? Is he loving? Is he compassionate? Is he godly? Is he spiritual? What is he? You know, and in order for you to do that, you got to find out who this person is. You can't just spend one moment with this person and determine everything about his life story. And you're not going to get it all in just a few moments that you connect with each other on a date. But this is a start. This is a moment that you get to start to understand this person's character. So the date is just about understanding a person's character. Who are they? Because if you don't know him, never seen him a day in your life, how else are you going to get to know them? But you also know what you're seeking. And then while you on that meet, which I call a date, you get to ask that question. What is your purpose and intention of meeting or dating? And if that person tells you exactly what it is, be willing to accept that for what it is. And don't add or take away, and don't try to read into it. Don't make assumptions, because you're doing that in your own intention, your own way of thinking, your own perspective. And it doesn't lead to anything good, because the only truth that you can get from what a person is telling you is what they show you and what they tell you. If their words line up with the actions, then they're telling you the truth. That's the only way. And we're looking for truth in dating. We're looking to find out that authentic person's true self. True self. So that we can make a rightly divine decision for ourselves to understand if this is a person that you want to make a true connection with. So, three things you must do if you are planning on making yourself available to meet someone, because you are seeking, only for you that are seeking marriage, that you desire to be married is that, number one, create a vision for yourself. And your vision is for you and is your guideline for how you move through life and the decisions that you're making. Your vision is your roadmap, it's your plan. And the only thing you have to do when you have a vision is that you create the strategy of how you get through to your end goal in your vision. And then you create, like, your vision, it should grow. It should be reestablished. And it actually gets bigger and bigger. You know, as you grow in life, you expand. So your vision is just taking you through life at different stages. So you have a vision for your life and it never stops. You keep going. The vision just gets brighter and brighter and brighter and bigger and effortlessly as you create the strategy and as you stay on top of your goals. You meet your goals, you meet your deadlines, you're making the right decisions, your thoughts. It's a spiritual thing. So have a vision. And if you want to talk more about a vision, creating a vision, we can do that. But just for the sake of time, I'm just trying to give you a general synopsis of what I mean about having a vision for your life. Like 1, 2, 3, ABC, 1, 2, 3. Marriage, kids, or let's just redesign this. A career or a business, marriage, then kids, you know, or, you know, you have a plan. You just have an idea of how you want your life to flow. And that vision helps you stay afloat. It helps you stay integrity to what it is that you desire for your life. You have to keep looking at it. You have to keep creating upon that vision. So that's the first thing. So be intentional about that. Second thing is that you have established your core values, standards, negotiables, non-negotiables. 3, you have a systematic design of how you will be intentional in your dating, your roadmap. Because you must understand your needs, your wants, your desires. And you must understand that there's 3 some systematic things that you can do automatically to even get you through the dating scene, however you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. You meet someone, you profile them, you ask them the question that needs to be asked. Because without a vision, a man should perish, right? We already know that. If you don't have a vision for your life, where are you going? You don't have anywhere you're going. You don't have any direction for your life. So when you get into this interaction with a person and they're wanting to date you, you got to have a systematic approach to how you're going to go through this process to even determine if this man is date worthy. First of all, you can't just judge him by the cover of his book, but presentation is everything. Align him according to what your vision, what your desires, your wants, your desires are. So there's a couple of things that you can do to even eliminate that process, going through certain things, the processes. I mean, if you see someone and this man is, let's just say you're in town visiting. You're in town visiting and you're far from home. Like, let's just say you're across the world. You may be staying in Washington, but you're visiting Florida. And while you're in Florida, you meet this man. He interacts with you in the grocery store, and then he asks you out for coffee. In that moment of truth, you can ask him a couple of questions real quickly. Say, yeah, you know, have that conversation of whatever it is that he's doing. And just say, are you from here? You stay here? You're asking because you're profiling. You're trying to find out more indirectly. Is he in alignment to what you are needing, wanting, desire? And is he within the vision that you have for yourself? And you ask him, oh, okay, exactly. Are you currently in a relationship, divorced, or what are you seeking in dating? What's your purpose? You know, ask the question. Because right now you're still profiling. You're trying to find out if this person is even worth the effort. Because if they're not, then you take the date and then you find out later on that this person's just not looking for anything serious. They just out here dating. Then guess what? You just wasted your time. That's the reason why I'm trying to give you the ideal of how you make the decision based on that first initial interaction to determine if that person is even date worthy. Because you're not just out here trying to willy and nilly the dating scene. You're not just out here just trying to date the world. You're trying to meet the person that aligns with your life. They're in alignment with your vision. They're in alignment with your heart's desire. And we're not talking about sex, because sex is nowhere in this conversation. Sex should be the last thing that you think about when it comes down to creating the right connection with the person, because the person is the one that you're going to court before you become married and holy matrimony, and then you can do all the other things. So we're just trying to do life the right way, in honesty and integrity, so that we can eliminate all the rest, the confusion and all the crap that you go through. I mean, it's just simple. It's a system that you create for yourself, and you have to know the right system to create in order for you to stop going through all of the heartbreak. You know, life doesn't have to be full of heartbreaks when you're just dating. I mean, there are going to be people that's going to disrupt you, create havoc. People are going to try. Sometimes you make the wrong decision and you don't know that you're making the wrong decision, but sometimes it helps when you actually can see clear and make clear decisions than you're making these, you know, one-off decisions and you just say, oh, what the crap, let me just do it anyway. But if you stay in alignment to what your goals and your visions and your dreams and desires are, it's easier to stay in alignment to that if you just create that system that helps you to create that for yourself. It's like, it's a strategy, and it's simple. It's really simple. We make it harder than what it should be. And I think that's the reason why the dating ideal is just full of all things. People are just out here just mingling. They don't have purpose. They don't have meaning. They don't have the right intention. It's just a cluster mess. And a lot of people, women get caught up and they don't want to feel like, hey, I'm just out here dating men and I'm not being purposeful and I don't feel valued because I'm just going on these dates. No, don't just go on dates. Make sure that you're making the right connection, that this person is in alignment to what you truly desire. And if they don't, then why go out on the date? And I know it's kind of hard to determine who that person is before you really interact, but there's just some things that you can do from the start that can just get you there, get you from point A to point B. And it's just the little bitty ask, the little bitty questions that you need to ask. That's the little bitty things and the little bitty points and the little bitty statements that you need to make. Like a disclaimer. Like if you meet someone and they ask you, out on a date, that's a disclaimer that you can create for yourself. Like, hey, to be honest, I only date men. I only allow myself to go out on dates with someone that is purposefully and intentionally seeking marriage. Something deeper than just a mere friendship or casual dating. I don't casually date. I don't know. Say it any way you desire. Say it any way you desire. Just be intentional. Intentional. That's the new word. Intentional. But just be intentional about your decisions. So think about those things that I just mentioned in this podcast. Create a vision for yourself. Understand your values, your non-negotiables, your negotiables, your standards, how you will honor yourself, and create a strategy, a simple strategy of how you will date with intention. Create a disclaimer of what you will say to a person that approaches you and asks you out for coffee because he just want to make the initial connection, and that interaction can be a mouthful. So you have to understand that. Just clear out the clutter by giving a disclaimer and also asking a few simple questions, because the only way that you will know is that you have to ask, or you must state your claim. I only date individuals that are serious about marriage. And if they say, well, that's not what I'm looking for, then you say, well, I appreciate that, the offer, but I would have to say no. Respect it and honor that within yourself and walk away. You know, it's no, can I get your number? Maybe we can, you know, if you know that this is your purpose, then why would you allow someone to talk you out of something that you already know that this is what you want? Because all it is that when you give in to someone else's desires, then you become less and less acknowledging of your own. Then you feel like you have betrayed yourself because you allowed yourself to get outside of what you believe and what you want and desire for yourself. And you have now put yourself in the shadow of someone else's own desires and their own wants and needs. And now you feel neglected. You feel like you have neglected yourself. So don't do it. So I would like to connect with all of you individuals that are seriously daters, that are seeking marriage, that are wanting to know more about how to make the right connections with individuals and how to identify the things that you need to do in order to move forward into making the right connection with someone that truly loves and adores you and that will see, hear, and support and understand you. So if you are that person, then make sure that you subscribe to that channel, you like us, and you share us with your friends and family and people that you might just know that are looking for a relationship, that are serious about relationships, and they are understanding that relationships really do matter, because that's what we are, all things relationships, and they do matter to us here on this podcast. So click the link on our bio, get to know more about the podcast, make sure you subscribe to the channel, make sure you leave us a comment and like us and follow us and share that out with the other people so that we can grow our listenership, because we want to do that more. And then also, if you would like a session with us, you can go in the show notes and click on the link, and there are opportunities there for you to join us on another journey outside of this podcast. See you on the next pod.